Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Eric Simkin, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Dawn, and it's an honor and a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Thank you so much for providing a platform for conservative voices to speak out against the radical left. And it's a shame because these are inanimate objects, Teslas, right? I mean, and unfortunately, it appears that most of the protesters that are protesting Elon, Doge, and Tesla, you know, they probably are, you know, maybe are not working, can't possibly afford a Tesla, but they don't know that there's a Sentinel system in there that basically sees all around the vehicle. You really don't need to even watch while you're driving. They have autopilot, right?
Yeah, thank God.
But it's a shame. And so I am one of the founding members of the New Jersey Project. We've been fighting all the sexualization and radicalization in our schools for years. Mm-hmm. But I also happen to be the Voorhees Township Republican Committee chairman, and I'm very active on the Camden County Republican Committee. And when I was talking to our chairwoman, Kimberly Stewart, she said we need to show up. And when I started posting on Facebook that we are going to show up this Saturday at the Tesla dealership, we're going to start flying flags at 12 p.m. sharp noon. That's at 1605 Route 70 West in Cherry Hill, right at the Tesla dealership. I do feel that Cherry Hill Police and local law enforcement's doing a phenomenal job keeping and maintaining the peace, so we don't expect there to be any kind of incidents. I'm a family person, just a dad trying to provide the best place to live. The people in these communities that live in the surrounding area of this Tesla dealership are horrified. When I put this post out that we're going to come, they said, we've been waiting for the Republicans to come. Well, guess what, folks? The Republicans are coming. And we are peaceful-minded people that care about families, the betterment of our country. I mean, look what Elon's been doing, nothing but saving money. That interview with Brett Baer last night was phenomenal.
Wasn't it awesome?
Some of the best minds in the country. I learned so much just from watching that. And actually, you know, I was talking to our chairwoman at the Republican Committee, the GOP, and we agreed that we could probably flip some of these people to Republican voters if we just had the opportunity to speak to them in different manners that they're watching on their mainstream or their off-stream, you know, information gathering sources, because it just couldn't be more opposite. It's like we're in opposite land every day.
Yep.
And we just can't allow infiltrators to come in. They're bussing them in from Philadelphia 30th Street Station. You know, they're a highly organized group, but you know what? You don't have to be highly organized to show up with an American flag, a patriotic sign, says we heart Elon, we heart Tesla, we heart Doge. That they're fighting. They're anti-American when they're doing this, and I just don't think they realize it's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, Eric, because I remember even when Moms for Liberty, when they had their first get-together and convention right here in Philadelphia, my friend Kathy Barnett, who will be along in the 11 o'clock hour, actually delivered the invocation, the prayer for that first ever Moms for Liberty session and the conference there. And there were people protesting. I later found out, and I even had friends and family members who were in the vicinity or were going to it, and there were people from some kind of a communist party and all these different really far-left groups giving out $50 gift cards, paying people, even homeless people, et cetera, or just random people, like, hey, will you come over and just join this? And all you have to do is hold this sign. We'll give you this nice sign that we had made up from our group, and they seem to have a ton of money, giving out $50 gift certificates or gift cards to people to make it look like this big protest. I wonder if you know what I mean? If you think that you're saying they're bringing them from Philly, is that kind of what's going on here?
I don't think I know. Yeah, there's websites out there. You know, Democrat Socialists of America is who you're referring to. They're fascist. And they do organize and they use other subgroups. You know, these are basically the same type of protesters that come to pro-Hamas, terrorist supporting, type of events. And they classify them as come to our event, our bus tour, things of that nature. And I think the going rate for these types of protests is like $200 if you attend, and like up to $500 if you actually video something. It's really
crazy.
Unbelievable. I mean, we do this for free because we care about our communities, our country. You know, God, family, and country are the traditional conservative values of the American family, and that's what we're here to preserve and protect, so that we're not intimidated, you know, by a small group of rabid people that are just, you know, spreading hate. I mean, it used to be that everyone said the Democrat Party was this, party of love. They're lost. that love and kindness has left the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party has lost most of their members, and I think they're actually going to end up having to change the name of the Democrat Party. But that's just a category and a label. Mm-hmm. Without labeling it like that, it's good versus bad. It's right versus wrong. It's good versus evil. It's God versus Satan. You know, and I'm certainly not here to Bible thump and or ever proselytize. But if you believe in God, and if you believe that, you know, that God created the heavens and the earth, you know, the first line of Genesis, then all of our rules of law fall with, you know, and are predicated upon that. Mm-hmm. So I just don't have an understanding of how people that are of any sort of religion are even able to bring themselves to go out and be so intimidating to their fellow man.
Yeah, it's a fellow
women,
business. Yeah, just to remind, you know, all of our very loyal listeners and viewers on YouTube right now here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT here with Eric Simkin. I will say that you know, your name will sound familiar. I covered you. Was it 2 years ago? And you were taking to the school board level, Eric, all of the sexualization of children, the failure to disclose information about sex ed, and really trying to indoctrinate kids or sneak different curriculum in without parents' knowledge. And you've really fought for parental rights.
Yes, that's policy 5756 in New Jersey, which is used as a tool under the guise of the law against discrimination from 2014. And they actually teach children to keep secrets from their parents about their gender, about their sexuality and such. And just imagine being a parent and you didn't know that your child was experiencing a mental health issue, crisis, or whatever you may call it, and the school doesn't notify you. How do other kids even come over to your house and share in that lying to the parents? And so then these children are basically left, you know, alone, and their only safe, quote unquote, safe space ends up to be a school with strangers and educators who are not responsible for the well-being of that child beyond that school day. It's unbelievable, and really, teaching a child to keep secrets from their parents is one of the tenets of sexual abuse. And it's just been glaringly obvious. And I took a lot of heat for my activism to promote and advocacy for parents' rights. But at the end of the day, it was certainly not as popular then as it is today. And parents are awake. And that's why, you know, we need to elect a governor this year that's going to promote you know, universal school choice, end of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion.
Yes.
Personally, I'm fully behind Bill Spady for governor. I know that there's contention there with other candidates, but, mm-hmm. You know, we have to make conscious decisions, and we have to vote these people out that are running our state. It's really a pathetic state of affairs there, too, and it's dangerous for families. I know many, many families that have very sad stories, some of which have even lost their children due to the depression that comes along after the fact when the school not involved, and they helped to keep the secrets from the parents. It's completely unacceptable. There's a law on the books through the Constitution, the PRPA, the Pupil and Parents' Rights Act, and it's a total violation of longstanding rules where the parents have the sole right to direct the upbringing of their child. Mm-hmm. And public schools are one size fit all, so anything that's controversial as such needs to be left out of the curriculum in the school day.
100%.
Very simple.
I completely agree. You know, and I know you like Spadia. I'm glad that he's off of the radio because I was shocked that they allowed him for as long as they did to remain on. For most of us, that's a no-no, but he's,
understood.
You know,
understood.
And that's on the radio station. That's more that. But, you know, Jack Cittarelli, there are many. I think Mikey Sherrill is, I will just say that if AI could create a gubernatorial candidate, I think Mikey Sherrill will be very tough to beat. I'm just saying. And so the Republicans need to get it together and join forces because it's more important to preserve parental rights and making New Jersey great again and fighting against what we've seen in the past. I'm just saying. And I know that's easy for me to say. But I will just put that to you that if this becomes divisive, we saw this in Pennsylvania with a really and by the way, Kathy Barnett is probably listening in. She was part of that. It wasn't for the governor necessarily. it was, you know, for a lawmaker congressional jobs. But I will tell you, if the, I will tell you that the Democrats, Eric, they always get it together on something like this. Republicans need to follow suit, come be, get together behind one candidate at early on, fundraise, go behind that one person, and that way they will win. And that means parental rights win, right? That means, thanks, Dan. Dan Borowski, our great executive producer, was had a video, a TikTok video of this huge Tesla. It was labeled Tesla protest, Eric, on, he was streaming it. So what are we seeing there? Is that against, for, what is that? I don't have a reference.
That was against. That was last weekend where they were busloading, busloads of people were being carted in the 33rd station.
Upside down American flags, yeah.
Yeah, some of them were upside down, if you notice. So that's the distress call. So they're using the American flag as being there as a pro-American thing. But when they're flipped upside down, that means that they're in duress. And believe me, I've flown a flag that's upside down several times at my own home when things were happening in our federal government that I just, you know, felt that it was a real infringement of our rights. I'm just that guy that carries around the pocket constitution. So if ever I'm not sure what my rights are or if something's being violated, guess what? I go look it up and chances are I'm on the right side of things. But to agree to your point, unity is very important. And as President Donald J. Trump would say, you know, that success brings unity and we need to start having success on a political landscape. Otherwise, you know, it's going to continue to be and even get worse as a liberal hellhole, you know, and we can't allow that to happen. We need to be the party of reason, the party of peace, the party of prosperity, and the party of God, family, and country, like I said, which are the foundations of the traditional American family.
Eric Simkin, New Jersey Project, great job this weekend promoting peace, prosperity, and you'll be out there at the Tesla dealership. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.